Miss McCafferty, what's that book you're reading?
It's called How to Get Your Man, sent in a plain wrapper to avoid embarrassment.
Really? Are they writing books on that now?
Well, it's getting more and more important every day, and harder, too.
Oh, come, Miss McCafferty, you surely don't need a book. You have all the elements to get any man.
Well, this book is to teach you how to use these elements, Mayor.
Oh, I see.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of the new Rinso are proud to present the Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore and his guest, Claire Trevor. Well, well, so you're the lady who tried our new soapy rich Rinso for the first time last wash day. Now, wasn't it just like your Uncle Harlow told you? Did you ever see the likes of those rich Rinso suds? Yes, you're right. They certainly do stand up. It's like I've been saying right along, new Rinso goes farther.
Goes farther.
Goes farther.
Goes farther.
Goes farther.
And say, that Rinso white is something, isn't it? That's because new Rinso gets out more dirt. You might pass the word along to your neighbor. Tell her next time, get new Rinso. And now, the Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore, with Claire Trevor as Tony McCafferty.
Mayor, hurry up. Come on.
All right. I'm coming. So that's a new hat, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Do you like it?
Oh, it's as pretty as a picture. Aren't you showing a special interest in this hero we're going to meet?
Yeah, maybe.
Why, Miss McCafferty, you're blushing. You know this Captain Kennedy?
Mm-hmm. I used to go to high school with him. That is, he used to sit next to me in geometry, and I used to think, oh, brother, that's for me.
Oh. So what happened?
Nothing. The only thing that fascinated him was the legs of a triangle. He never went to a dance. He never kissed a girl. He just studied. We all said he'd come to a bad end.
So now he's knocked off 19 Jap planes in one raid, and he's the greatest ace in the country. Moral.
Never mind the moral. Say, that Marine General who's coming, Larson, what time did he say he'd pick us up?
3:00.
Oh, gee, it's almost time. Say, Mayor, Look what I have on my legs.
Hmm?
The last of a vanishing race, nylons.
Very nice, too.
Mm-hmm. My only pair. I got them out of my safety deposit box this morning. I'm going to blow them on him. I figure he ought to be more observant by now.
Well, in my day, a well-turned ankle would stop any Marine.
Captain Kennedy's not going to get away from me this time. At least not if I can help it. Hey, speaking of Marines, look what's coming.
Pardon me, is this the mayor's office?
I'm the mayor. Oh, you're Brigadier General Larson.
I'm very glad to meet you, sir.
Thank you, General. It's always an honor to meet someone like you.
Thank you, sir.
This is my secretary, Miss McCafferty.
Well, how do you do, Miss McCafferty?
Hello. I guess we should start for the meeting or we'll miss Captain Kennedy's speech.
All right, Tony. Come on, General. Miss McCafferty went to school with Captain Kennedy, General.
That's so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure he'll be glad to see you again.
Well, I don't know. He never liked girls in high school, but he probably has lots of girls now, being a hero and all.
Well, as a matter of fact, he isn't the usual Marine. You know, Mayor, we send these boys on these bond tours to sell bonds and for the change it gives them. They fight better, as a rule.
Yes, I can see why they would.
But Bill Kennedy doesn't like the time off. He doesn't know what to do with it. He sells bonds all right, but he's never learned how to play.
Maybe he could be taught.
Well, maybe we could teach him, Tony.
Well, you're certainly welcome to try. Do you want to advance and look the situation over, Mayor?
You mean reconnoiter, General? That's a good idea. Now, here's the town hall. Let's go in. That was a splendid speech, young man.
Why, thank you, sir. Thank you very kindly.
Oh, hello, Captain Kennedy. I'm sure you don't remember me, but
Of course I remember you. McCafferty, isn't it?
Yes.
You used to sit across from me in geometry. You cheated during examinations.
Well, we can't all be geniuses.
Well, we can all be honest, McCafferty.
Oh, I'm honest most of the time, aren't I, Mayor?
You certainly are.
You've changed quite a lot since high school, Captain. You're much bigger.
Thank you, McCafferty. You filled out a little, too.
He is more observant, Tony.
Well, I have to get down to headquarters. It's been very nice. Good night, Mayor. Good night, Mac. Yeah. Miss McCafferty.
Oh, I hope we'll be able to see something of you while you're here.
Well, we aren't going to be here very long.
Why don't you come to my house for dinner tomorrow night at 8?
Well...
Good. I'll stop by your hotel for you.
Fine. Goodbye. Well...
Captain.
Yes, Miss McCafferty?
I hope you don't mind my telling you, but... You've just put your hat on backwards.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. Good day.
I never saw a Marine run away from a pretty girl before.
Gee, I don't know whether to be flattered or insulted.
Oh, come on, let's go home.
You know, he looked at me just as though I were a Jap destroyer. Gives you a funny feeling when a man looks at you like that, Mayor.
Well, I wouldn't know about that, Tony.
I missed him in geometry and world literature, but he's not going to get away this time. Oh, it's hopeless. I've just realized it isn't any use at all.
Well, what's the matter?
He didn't even notice my nylons.
5-1 he'll notice what's in them before we're through. Come on. I'll let you break it to Marilli that we're having company tomorrow night.
So we dived down on them from 15,000 feet. We gave them everything we had. We were outnumbered 8-1, so every shot had to count.
But you made it count. You won the engagement. I tell you, Captain, it's a privilege to hear those accounts.
Thank you, Mayor. Now I want to tell you about a little fracas another friend of mine had at Midway. You see, he was up with a...
Well, if you two will excuse me for a minute, I have a phone call to make.
Oh, don't go, Mayor.
Yeah, just be a minute or two.
Well, I'll go along with you.
I'm only going to make a phone call, Captain. You'll be all right here. You two young people enjoy yourselves for a few minutes.
All right.
It's a beautiful night. Clear and warm. Why don't we go out and sit on the porch?
It's dark out there.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Well, no, but I'd like to see where I'm going.
Oh. For instance?
Well, you see, once in the Solomons, it was dark, and we were outnumbered. We got into a rather long engagement.
I don't believe in long engagements. Do you, Captain?
Huh?
Well, never mind. Tell me about yourself.
Well, there was nothing very interesting about me. I was just another Marine with a job to do.
Yeah?
And I did it.
Oh, pardon me. I've mislaid my dustpan someplace. I guess it isn't in here.
No, it isn't.
Oh, let me hunt around for it. You sit down. You look tired.
I'm not tired.
Well, you look like you might have a spell of some sort coming on.
Oh, I do? Oh, well, then maybe I should rest.
Yes, you certainly should. Right upstairs in bed. That's the place for anyone with your color, Marilli. Don't take any chances.
I think I should call the doctor?
Well, see how you feel in the morning.
Oh. Oh, dear. Well, all right. Good night, all.
Good night. Now then, where were we? Oh, yes. You were telling me how you felt in the Solomons.
Well, it was a long, hard engagement.
Well, go on, Captain. What's wrong?
I was looking in your eyes. Funny, I didn't remember they were so blue.
Didn't you?
No. Oh, I beg your pardon. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, but you should. Go on, Captain. What color blue did
Hello.
You...
Hello. I came over to visit.
Oh.
Well, hello there. What's your name?
Timothy Donald Sage Robertson. I live at 317 Maple.
Yeah, he belongs next door. Timmy, aren't you late? Aren't you out late?
No. I came over to get your autograph, Captain.
All right, sure. Have you got a pencil?
Right here.
There you are.
Thanks. You're a pilot, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to be a pilot when I grow up. Say, is she your girl?
No.
Timmy, isn't your sister calling you?
No. I guess pilots don't bother with girls.
Well, I finished my phone call. Oh, hello, Timmy. Run along home. Your father wants you. Good night.
Do I have to?
Yes, you have to, Timmy. Yes. Good night.
Good night.
I have a few more papers to go over. Well, why don't you youngsters go out and sit on the porch?
Susie's calling Timmy.
Oh, he just left.
I thought you were lying down.
Can't lie down till the dishes are done.
Oh, well, suppose I help you with them.
Well, now that's real nice.
Really? Captain Kennedy's a guest.
I'd like to help out, Mayor. Really, I would. I haven't wiped dishes in a long time. Come on, Marilli. Let's get at them. You set the target, and I'll start firing.
Not with the Wedgwood china. You know, Captain, I think it's right kind of you. You being a hero and all.
Well, perfectly obvious that Marilli has more sex appeal than I have. You know, for a moment there, I almost thought I was getting someplace.
Then something threw you off your stride?
Yes, Timmy came in. Oh, Mayor.
Hey, now. Tears only spoil a sharpshooter's vision. You get another crack at the target.
You know, it was a kind of a game when I started, but, well, it isn't a game now. Sometime between yesterday and today, I just stopped playing. I'm in a spin, and I can't pull out of it.
Well, don't lose your head now. Any good pilot will tell you that. Look, Tony, this man's a little out of the ordinary run.
A little?
Yeah, he's painfully shy when it comes to the female sex, and I think you frighten him.
Oh, the big scaredy cat.
Oh, don't try so hard. Take it easy. Now, he'll have to walk home with you, so take him the long way around and see what a little moonlight can do.
Well, this is my house.
Oh, well, good night and goodbye.
Goodbye? I thought you were going to be here the rest of the week.
Well, I'll be pretty busy selling bonds, you know.
But
it was very nice seeing you again.
Well, you're not going to go just like that.
It's getting late.
But if I don't see you, I mean, you'll be going back into combat.
Sure, as soon as I can.
Bill, what's wrong? Don't you like me at all?
Well, I hadn't thought particularly about it.
Well, think a minute, will you?
Well, this is war, Tony.
Oh, what if it is? Aren't people supposed to fall in love even if there is a war? Bill, listen to me. There's so little time, and you're so stupid. I've been in love with you ever since geometry.
Why? Well, really, I...
Oh, you don't care. You don't care at all, do you? Oh, I've made a beautiful fool of myself for nothing. Well, okay, I'll pull in my fuselage.
You don't pull in a fuselage.
No, you. Good night, Captain. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot something. While I'm being unladylike, I might as well be good and unladylike. Good night, Captain.
You kissed me.
Yes, that's for geometry. And that's for now, you big oaf.
Hello?
Hello, Mayor.
Oh, Tony. How did it go?
I never want to see that man again.
Well, what did he do?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He's a disgrace to the Marine Corps. I wouldn't be caught dead speaking to him. I hate him. Good night.
Oh, these children. Now what? Oh, Captain Kennedy.
Hello, Mayor. Could I see you for a minute?
Yeah, of course. Come in. Here's a handkerchief. You'd better wipe the lipstick off.
Lipstick?
Yeah, it's quite becoming. What happened to you?
Well, Miss McCafferty got me in her sights and gave me a burst.
Looks like a bullseye, too.
Mayor, you've got to help me. I'm in trouble. My right wing's been shot off, my engine's on fire, and my landing gear's gone.
You mean you've fallen in love, Captain?
That's right. You've got to help me. She went in and slammed the door in my face, and she wouldn't come out.
Well, suppose we dial Walnut 2990, and when she answers, you just say, Tony, I love you. I think that'll straighten out everything.
Oh, I hope you're right. You know, it hit me all of a sudden. I was momentarily knocked out, and she was gone before I could get my bearings.
Hello, Tony? Just a minute.
Hello, Tony. I just called you up to... Hello? Hello?
What happened?
Oh, she hung up on me.
This is going to be more of a problem than I realized. Remember, with women as with battles, get the fustest with the mostest. Bill, my boy, this situation calls for strategy.
Well, while the mayor maps out his strategy, I'd like to get in a word or two here. Something like this. A hot day is just a hot day.
Sure.
A sneeze is just a sneeze. A stack of dishes is just a stack of dishes. But add them all together and dishwashing can get to be quite a pain in the neck as days goes by.
Can it be that my soap makes me mope and sneeze at dishwashing time?
Yes, it can, ma'am. And I know three little musical notes to help you out.
Oh, I know what that stands for. Rinso White. But I don't see what that has to do with dishwashing.
Well, you see, those soapy rich Rinso suds that get your clothes so dazzling white do a wonderful job for you at dishwashing time, too.
Well, for pity's sakes, I never thought of that.
And don't forget, Rinso's anti-sneeze.
And isn't that a blessing?
It is to a lot of women. So next time you wash dishes, bring that box of Rinso up from where you wash your clothes and use it in your dishpan. Wait till you see how quick those Rinso suds have your dishes sparkling. And wait till you see how economical new Rinso is. And important to remember these days, new Rinso goes farther.
Goes farther.
Goes farther.
Goes farther.
Goes farther.
And now, back to the mayor of the town, starring Lionel Barrymore and his guest, Claire Trevor.
Tony, be reasonable.
No, sir. He's a stuffy lout, and I'm not going to have anything to do with him, and that's that.
But, General Lawton...
Mayor, you've got to bring this girl to reason. Why, young Kennedy has gone completely to pieces. This situation may affect the progress of the war.
But, Tony, give the boy a chance.
You've heard my final word on the subject of Captain Bill Kennedy.
General Lawson, the girl is very stubborn.
Now, see here, Mayor. The honor of the Marine Corps of the United States of America is at stake. After all, you threw them together. You started it. You'll have to finish it.
I am not a happy man. Captain Kennedy, you and I are going to marshal our forces. We're going to capture the enemy.
How can we when the enemy won't even speak to us?
Well, she speaks to me.
Not outside of office hours.
Well, that's right, too. Well, why don't you go down and make this girl listen to you?
She scares me.
Scares you? You shoot down 19 zeros, but your guns jam at the sight of one mad McCafferty. Where's your courage? Why, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I am.
Well, then why don't you do something about it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because her eyes are so blue. Maybe it's because of her temper. I've never been in love before. All the things I want to say to her get all tangled up when I see her.
Where's your manhood? Where's your valor? Is this the color of a fighting Marine?
Huh?
Is this the spirit that won the girls from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli? Why, you're a leatherneck, a devil dog. Square your shoulders, man. Get in there and pitch. This is going to be a siege.
Miss Antonia McCafferty?
Yes?
12 roses.
Miss Antonia McCafferty?
Yes?
Sign here, 5 pounds of assorted fruits.
Antonio McCafferty?
Yes.
Special delivery.
Special?
Yes, sign here.
Dear Miss McCafferty, just a short note to tell you as usual that my heart is yours and always will be.
Rubbish.
Splots.
All double splots.
As you notice, she sent everything back. Flowers, wires, even the fruit. Over there on the table, you'll find all the letters you dictated to me.
All of them?
All.
Even the letter that Robert Browning wrote Elizabeth Barrett Browning?
Yes, even that.
Well, the ones I made up might have left something to be desired, but who is she to spurn Browning?
Oh, it isn't Browning. She's spurning, it's me. It's no use, Mayor. She just doesn't care, so let's forget it.
No, sir. No. Hand me that phone. Faint heart never won fair lady. I've got just one more idea.
I hope it's better than the others.
Hello? Miss McCafferty, please. Oh, hello, Tony. Tony, I want you to come up to the house tonight for dinner. I've got some papers to go over with you. Yes, it is necessary. 7 o'clock, please, and don't be late. Goodbye. You see? That's the way to handle a woman.
What did she say?
I don't know. I hung up. She'll be there. You watch now. She'll be there all right. Well, this has been a pleasant dinner, hasn't it? Yes, indeed. It certainly has been a very pleasant dinner.
Can we get to work now, please, Mayor? I have a date in an hour.
In a minute, Tony, in a minute. I have a phone call to make first.
I'll place it for you.
No. You stay here with Billy. I'll only be a minute.
You're looking very pretty tonight, Miss McCafferty.
Imagine you noticing.
I've always known it. I just never had the courage to tell you.
Personally, I've always liked brave men.
Tony, don't you know that when it comes to woman, there are no brave men? Don't you know that, Tony?
Well, I...
Look at me, Tony.
Oh, hello, Captain Kennedy. Hello, Miss McCafferty. I came over to visit.
Well, hello, Timmy. Sit down, and we'll have a visit.
Sure.
Oh, no, you don't. Up you come.
Hey, let me down!
You're leaving right now, and don't come back. Well, that's that.
Well, then, where were we?
Absolutely no place, Captain. We were killing time, as I recall.
Look, you might make this a little easy for me, you know.
Make what?
What I'm trying to say.
Well, am I supposed to be a mind reader? How do I know what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say that...
Oh, hello.
What have you done? Lost your dustpan again?
No. I just happened to come in this room. I'll go out again.
No, Marilla, sit down. Did you have a hard day?
Well, yes, as days go.
Shouldn't you go upstairs and lie down if you've had a hard day?
I feel fine. I look good, too. I looked in the mirror.
Say, Marilla, huh? You promised me your recipe for devil's food cake. Could you give it to me now?
Yes, of course I could. Come on out in the kitchen. I'll get the book.
Oh, good. You'll excuse us, Captain.
Well... Yes, of course.
Best recipe I've ever found, but you've got to watch your measurement.
Scuttled. Any way you look at it, scuttled.
Where's Tony?
She's in the kitchen with Marilla.
Ah, I've had enough of this nonsense. You stay right where you are. Don't move. Tony, come in here. This minute. Come on, alone.
Yes, what do you want?
Sit down in that chair. And don't get up. Now then, Bill, you say what you had to say.
Well, I had a speech already, but I can't seem to remember it. I practiced it, too.
Quit stuttering and get to the point.
Get lined up on your target, Bill.
Well, back in geometry, I used to think I'd like very much to take Tony McCafferty to a dance. If I knew how to dance. And if I wasn't so scared of her.
What's so scary about me? Most men think I'm nice.
Oh, so does he, but he just reacts differently.
Tony, Miss McCafferty, Don't you understand?
Why should he react any differently?
In the Marine Corps, when an officer is speaking, his men listen.
I'm not a Marine, and I don't intend to be bullied.
Oh, go on. You'd love to be. Don't pay any attention to her, Bill. Give her a burst. Make her listen.
Will you quit coaching from the sidelines?
You've got her on the defensive now.
I'm sorry I came over here. I wouldn't have come, Captain, if I'd known you were going to be here.
Oh, don't give me that. You knew he was going to be here.
I did not. How can you say that?
Tony McCafferty, when did you ever put on your nylons for me?
Oh, you traitor.
Oh. I drew blood that time, didn't I? Hit the target dead center. Go ahead, Bill, and talk to her. She'll listen.
Tony, please listen to me. Please. There's only one way to say it. I love you. I know I have nothing to offer you. Not even a future. Just my love. It isn't enough, is it?
Oh. Oh, Bill. Bill, darling. Not enough. It's all I ever wanted. Oh, I do love you. I have all along. And I'll marry you tomorrow. I'll wait forever if necessary.
Do I need to tell you what to do now, Captain?
No, thanks, Mayor. I'll take over the controls now. I think I can fly her in from here. Nose up, McCafferty. Contact.
Yes, sir.
Happy landings, Captain. Happy landings.
Mr. Barrymore and Miss Trevor will return in just a moment. Meantime, may I put in a word about wash day? Up they go, down they go. No, I'm not talking about a seesaw. I'm talking about wash day in houses where they use the new soapy rich Rinso. You put a little Rinso into your washer, up go the suds, mountains of them. And down goes that big stack of clothes in your laundry hamper. Sure, it takes as little as a 5-minute run with Rinso in your washer to get your clothes dazzling Rinso white. And that, ma'am, is mighty easy on your clothes as well as your washer. That's important to remember these days. So next time, get Rinso, the only soap that's recommended by the makers of 33 leading washers. And now here is Miss Claire Trevor.
Thank you, Harlow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't much to say, but I think it's rather important. I'm sure it's a surprise to our good friend, Mr. Barrymore. Mr. B, I have here a communication from the editors of Movie Radio Guide magazine, which says that in their annual nationwide Star of Stars poll, you have been voted the reader's favorite actor on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm sure I speak for all of us in the motion picture industry when I say congratulations. Nice going. Because it is nice going when any actor can be on the air for one season and at the end of that season be voted the favorite actor. So it's my privilege to present to you this handsome gold statuette. An Oscar, Mr. B, in recognition of your landslide vote. Good night.
Thank you, Claire, very much.
Mr. Barrymore can currently be seen in the MGM picture Dr. Gillespie's Criminal Case. The part of Tony McCafferty was played by Claire Trevor. Fred McKay played Captain Kennedy, and Agnes Moorhead was Murillie. Our script was written by Gene Holloway. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Rinso and bidding you all good night.
You know what annoys me most about people?
What?
B.O.
Then play safe yourself. Never offend. Take a daily bath with Lifebuoy. It'll really clean you up and pep you up. And that rich Lifebuoy lather washes away dirt and perspiration. From head to toe, it stops...
B.O.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.